KDLL Public Radio provides the news, interviews, features, and entertainment programming you trust from around the world and right here at home. Do you value local, responsible reporting or diverse music brought to you by your friends and neighbors? How about in-depth shows that are unique to your community? Then please support KDLL. We can't continue to bring you the local programming you enjoy without your support. Please visit kdll.org and click the donate button today. And that was Tusk and Fang by The Ledgers here on what we're calling the Kenai Cafe today. Normally at 1 p.m. on KDLL, you hear World Cafe, but our contention is that we have world-class music right here on the Kenai Peninsula. So during our membership drives, we like to highlight that. And we have a special treat for everyone today. We've got two local musicians in the studio. We have Jack, Will, and Sue Biggs. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
To be here. Thanks.
Yay, the first microphone check was a success. These guys are very amenable to just kind of come in and wing it. We don't really have the additional studio space to get set up in one and be live in the other. So it's kind of shuffle chairs quick and hope that everything works out. But hey, we can hear you. So that's the first step. That is a wonderful thing. So what are you guys going to be playing for us today?
Oh, we have no idea, but no. We'll just, whatever comes out.
Actually, we thought it'd be fun to do a lot of our originals.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we could start with this one. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Especially on a sunny day like today.
Okay, boss.
Okay.
Here we go.
You know it, sing along. When I wake up in the morning, well, the sun comes up, it's a brand new day. When I wake up in the morning, I get ready for a brand new day. Ain't gonna worry about tomorrow, 'cause the sun's come out and it's a brand new day. Ain't gonna worry about tomorrow, I get ready for a brand new day. Yesterday is far behind me. Well, the sun's come up, it's a brand new day. Yesterday's far behind me, I get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Jack, try one. To me, I say a prayer at the end of the day. When the evening comes to me, well, I get ready for a brand new day. Let's sing it one more time. When I wake up in the morning, till the sun comes up and it's a brand new day. When I wake up in the morning, I get ready for a brand new day.
Yay, in-house audience here. Feel like I should have loaded an applause track. Yeah. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we've also got Marian Nelson in here this hour. So between the three of you, I'm not going to presume to do any sort of math here, but roughly how many years of local music attendance and performance do you think that we have represented in this room at the moment?
Oh, a few.
I think, Jack, didn't you come up here to be a rock and roll musician? Wasn't that your original?
Doesn't everyone?
I don't really think there was a plan, but I did bring up a bunch of instruments, and we did play music until we starved and then had to go to work in the oil field.
Starving for your art.
Yes.
How noble, Jack.
So yeah, let's do origins here quickly, or lengthily, whichever you guys would prefer. Where are you from originally, and how and when did you find yourselves in the Kenai-Soldotna area?
In 1970, I went into the service, the U.S. Navy, and I met a fellow from Kenai, Alaska, in the Navy, and he and I played guitar together, and he said, "Man, when we get out, we need to come up to Alaska. It's fantastic. There's the ocean, there's volcanoes, and there's oil rigs. We'll jam." So
nice. That's a very early take on the Visitors Bureau there, but whatever works for you, that's good. And Sue, how about you?
Well, it's a funny thing. I was living in Colorado. I grew up in Washington State. I was living in Colorado playing in a bluegrass band there, and I was at a festival, and we were hundreds and hundreds of people around this big swimming pool at this huge hotel, and I was taking out my fiddle, and this guy next to me was taking out a mandolin, and he said he was from Kenai Peninsula, and his name was Ricky, and that was all we said. And I said, "Oh, you know, I've always wanted to live up in Alaska," and that was it. And then 2 months later, I found out I was moving to the Kenai Peninsula. So when I got up here, I looked for a mandolin player named Ricky who played in a bluegrass band. And I found the Spur Highway Spankers. And they had been in need of a fiddle player. So they had me just come on up and join them at a gig and duck in. And they said, "You need to just stay with us." So that was in 1995, and I've been playing with them ever since. And then Jack was playing guitar there, and we became good friends.
Nice. Then. I love those small town, how did you get here, how did you meet stories. Would imagine it probably wasn't too difficult to find a mandolin player specifically named Ricky in the area when you got up here.
No, not at all. Back then, the Duck Inn was doing catfish fries, and I saw it in the paper. Catfish Fry Bluegrass Band. So I called the Duck Inn and said, "Do you know a mandolin player named Ricky?" And they said, "Yep." So that's my connection with Soldotna.
Excellent. All right. Well, you guys want to do another one?
Sure.
Why don't you do one of yours?
Okay.
We're doing some of our originals.
You can go ahead and introduce if you want.
Maybe you should, because it's your song.
Maybe one of you should. Just
yeah,
do it.
Just do it. Thanks.
Well, we always played bluegrass songs, and one of them was The Little Cabin Home on the Hill. And so I got to writing some music, and I thought, oh, you know, I should do a different take on it. So this one is called Little Cabin Home on Mars.
All right.
Fusing power, swelter planet, final hour. Roaches live on rock and dust. 88's a pile of rust. Mm-hmm.
made my carbon nanotubes, metal filings of my shoes, built a ship to take us to a little cabin home on Mars. Out of boil, one last kiss for chance to fly to a little cabin home on high. Save my carbon nanotubes, metal filings off my shoes, built a chip to take us to a little cabin home on Mars. Is in God's hand, Lord, you need no backup plan. Though the earth is dust in space, you have for us a perfect place. Save my carbon nanotubes, metal filings off my shoes, built a ship to take us to a little cabin home on Mars.
Well, that was very fun. Thank you.
You're
absolutely
welcome.
Fantastic.
So, Marion, your voice has changed.
Yes, we've replaced our ordinary Marion Nelson with a board president, Terry Bookie, in the studio here today.
Yes, lots of things happening behind the scenes. So this is just fantastic. Thank you for allowing me to sit beside you and enjoy the front row seat. It's the best seat in the house, that's for sure. But all you out there listening right now, call 283-8433. Make that financial contribution to KDLL today. Or go online to kdll.org and make it safe and secure on our website. However you make that contribution to KDLL, just know that we need your financial support, and the best time to make that financial support is right now.
Yeah, if you're like me, life gets away from you, and I mean to do a thing, and then another thing comes up, and then I forgot to do the first thing, and then now there's two things that I'm working on at the same time, and yeah, seize the moment, everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
Although Public Radio and KDLL is here for you 24/7. We won't be if we don't get the funding that we need to continue. So don't wait till a next 24/7 to show your support of KDLL. That's what fund drives are here for, is to remind you and ask you to please think about what we mean to you in the community, and if you can help us continue in that vein. And we've got, Jack Will and Sue Biggs in the studio playing live for us today. And that was one of Jack's originals, take on Cabin in the Woods, Cabin on Mars, Little Cabin on Mars. Mm-hmm. So you guys are both quite the prolific songwriters. And I am so not. I'm one of those people that if I ever wrote a song in my life, I would consider that such an achievement. I'd probably just retire from everything for a couple of years. Like, I wrote a song. I don't have to do anything else ever. But you guys just keep cranking them out. So I'm always curious about the musically inclined and the creatively inclined. How does that process work for you? Do you come up with a germination of a song? Is it a musical phrase and then you build from there? Is it a topic you want to write about? Is it a lyric that you want to expand into? How does that work for you guys?
And this may sound a little far-fetched, but we have a magical instrument that we draw. It's kind of like the goose that laid the golden egg.
That's what I'm missing. All right.
We have a little cabin in Anchor Point.
Music writing.
Oh.
You need a magical cabin, too,
that's,
I guess.
That's where I went wrong. All right.
When Sue used to teach elementary music, she was a collector of secondhand instruments and had all these beat-up student guitars and violins.
You do in elementary school, yes, of course.
One of them turned out to be not too bad and a very sturdy little instrument and ended up taking it to the cabin to leave there in case we were there, didn't bring any instruments, and we got inspiration.
Well, case of musical emergency.
It turns out that the guitar comes up with the inspiration.
So. Oh, okay.
So, for instance, Little Cabin on Mars, that was written on that guitar, wasn't it?
I think
it was. I remember you sitting there just playing it. It's funny. We have a song up that is actually one of our very newer songs. We don't usually write too many songs together because we have very different styles. Mm-hmm. I grew up Judy Collins, John Denver, Joan Baez. That was mine. And who did you grow up with? The Who and...
The Beatles.
The Beatles, of course.
As you do.
And the Stones.
Of course.
So when we met through bluegrass, which is also interesting because we have those styles, and we play jazz, and we play a lot of different things. I've always wanted to play rock and roll because my brothers played. I wanted white go-go boots. I wanted to be the one with the tambourine. And my voice is very classical. I did try out for a rock and roll band once in college, and they said, oh, you have a lovely voice, but no thank you, kind of thing. But it's been so fun playing music with Jack because he plays rock and roll, and he lets me sing and play along so I can play rock fiddle and stuff. And then in the same vein, he's put up with my kind of folky things. A lot of pieces I write are in three, like a waltz, 1, 2, 3,
right.
1, 2, 3. And so he gives me a hard time about that. So we actually recently, he was sitting with the magic guitar and he was noodling around and I said, oh my gosh, I have words to start that song. And this is, I think, this is a song about how we write songs.
Perfect.
Would you enjoy that?
Yes.
If this song was written by Sue, it'd be written in three. The lyrical tune would flow like the waves of the sea. And she'd throw in an E minor chord for a melody change. But settle right back to familiar again.
If this song was written by Jack, it'd be rockin' the blues. His voice would moan and crack, 'cause he'd paid some dues.
And his lightning fast fingers would fly up the neck with ease. Let's hear it. Oh yeah. But this song was written by Sue, and it's in three. And she'd sing it like a ballad.
He'd play it like
rock and roll.
It never feel like a battle. They'd laugh through the song.
Yeah.
They'd still get along.
We do.
If this song was written by Jack, floating through time.
And if this song was written by Sue, it'd have so many words they wouldn't fit in the line. But they'd still rhyme.
They would rhyme. But this song was written by both on a cold winter night. It may not be perfect, but it turned out all right. And she'd sing it like a ballad.
He'd play it like rock and roll.
And it never feel like a battle.
They'd laugh through the song.
They'd still get along.
If this song was written by Jack, he'd be rocking the blues.
If this song was written in three, it'd be written by Sue.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And <It's> hilarious.
Yes, yes.
Dear.
You guys are obviously not afraid to share some personal details about yourselves in your music. That was so fun.
You know, every song that we write, almost every song, has some sort of story. I was just thinking, I just saw Rita in here. Thank you, Rita. Thank you for all the cookies that you bring to
everybody, everywhere, for everything, all the time.
Actually, we were just playing this summer. We played Spamalot down with the Pier 1 Theater.
Oh, yeah, down at Homer.
Yeah, we did like 12 shows with them down there, we really enjoyed playing in the pit orchestras. But I had written on my Facebook page that we were down there, and she saw it, and the next day there were cookies in the pit in Pier 1 Homer from Rita.
Rita.
I don't know how she does that. That is amazing. Little taste of home everywhere you go to volunteer. That's wonderful.
So I did write a cookie song. And this, when he was writing about how many words I try to fit into a song, I thought it'd be appropriate to sing one of those songs. This one I often get tongue-tied because there are so many stinking words. But the story behind it is I was kind of depressed one day, and I called Jack at work, and I said, Jack, I just ate five.
I thought she was going to say boxes.
I just got my Girl Scout cookies. I just ate five cookies, Girl Scout cookies. And but sometimes I think cookies are an appropriate answer to life's problems. And then I said, gee, that sounds like a song. And I hung up and I wrote this song.
Way to be there, Jack. Way to talk her through that situation.
Sometimes I think cookies are an appropriate answer to life's problems. Chocolate, marshmallow, treacle, graham crackers on the bottom. There are fancy wafers with pink icing. Peanut butter is enticing. Leftover frozen Christmas cookies if you got them. I'm not advocating that I turn myself into a glutton or indulge till I'm sick or lose my charming belly button. But when clouds steal away the sun, stress of life makes me numb. Just a little nibble makes a bit of trouble feel all right. Oatmeal in the cupboard, goat cheese in the fridge. Oh, with muffins rolled in flaxseed, with organic butter just a smidge. Delightful and tasty, though occasionally my appetite feels progressions to depressions with medicinal delights. That's why I think cookies are an appropriate answer to life's problems. Rita's oatmeal raisin cookies straight from the oven.
tea cakes by the biteful. Lemon bars, how delightful. Chocolate chip cookies dipped in milk, now don't you love them? I'm not advocating that I choose them as my standard diet. Too much sugar makes me pretty cranky, though I might deny it. But when skies look a little hazy, stress and life makes me crazy. Just a little nibble makes a bit of trouble feel all right. Caffeine in the chocolate, protein in the nuts. Coconut is extra fiber, no ifs, ands, or any buts. Calories may be reeling, but I've always had the feeling it's justifiable because there's viable nutrition somewhat. Sometimes I think cookies are an appropriate answer to life's problems. Chocolate marshmallow treats with graham crackers on the bottom. There are fancy wafers with pink icing. Peanut butter is enticing. Leftover frozen Christmas cookies, if you got them, I got them. I'm not advocating that I turn myself into a glutton or indulge till I'm sick or lose my charming belly button. But when clouds steal away the sun, the stress of life makes me numb. Just a little nibble makes a bit of trouble feel all right. Just a little nibble makes a bit of trouble feel all right.
Truth.
Oh. Ah. Are you hungry now?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go get one of those cookies here in just a second. That's for sure. So we're listening to Jack and Sue here. They are doing their magic for us. That's for sure. But you can do your magic for KDLL, and you can call 283-8433. Go online to kdll.org and make that financial contribution to your public radio station. Thanks for listening in as we get to enjoy this beautiful music from a couple of great performers.
And we've got a couple of people to thank who called in and donated. Sid and Sherry Karnikas, I believe that is pronounced. Terry Zopp Schessler and Gail Moore. Gail is doing double duty as a volunteer here today. She's not only a donor, she's also answering the phone. So if you give us a call, you'll get a chance to talk to her. And on the interwebs, I want to thank Stephanie Lamb Musgrove and Wayne and Margaret Jones for their contributions to us today. Many ways to give, many ways to appreciate public radio, many ways to participate in public radio today. You could come by the studio, you could give us a call, you could get on the internet. We hope you're tuned in right now listening to Sue and Jack. This has been a lot of fun so far.
We know we have people out there who have songs they like to hear, so if they call in with a donation, they can make a request.
Oh,
we don't do Freebird.
Okay, fair enough.
Our Stairway to Heaven.
Fair enough.
Liar. I know the truth about that.
You guys can set your own conditions. That's fine.
This song has a little story, too. Not about the song so much as the process of... it was actually an assignment. So, our friends... that are in the group Food for the Soul.
Mm-hmm.
We have been to Seldovia to play the summer music festival.
Which is a lot of fun.
Yes.
The Solstice Festival, yes. And after doing it a couple of years, they wanted to go do it again. And somehow they said, yeah, you guys got any new stuff to do this year? And everybody went, well, there's a lot of songwriters in this group. We probably could come up with something. So the word went out. Everybody come up with a new song. And so there's a story that this will segue into for Sue's song.
All right.
But this song just came out of somewhere. So this
the
is
magic
one
guitar.
Of the songs that came out of that little assignment there.
A deadline. Deadlines are often helpful things.
This was a magic guitar song too, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. take to the ocean, take to the highway. Just keep in motion. I see the moon rise. I feel the thunder. I smell the breeze blow. I am in wonder with unbeatable wonder. Unbeatable wonder.
Unbeatable wonder.
Unbeatable wonder.
Unbeatable wonder. Whoa.
Unbeatable wonder.
Unbeatable wonder.
Unbeatable wonder.
Unbeatable wonder.
Unbeatable wonder.
Whoa.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that is Jack Will and Sue Biggs with what I can only assume perhaps is titled Unbeatable Wonder.
Or just Unbeatable.
Or just Unbeatable. All right. Well, so now you've got me curious. What was the germination of that song? I mean, it was for a deadline. You had to come up with something for Seldovia Solstice Fest. Were you wondering at something or in wonderment of something as that song occurred to you?
The little golden guitar. It just kind of rolled out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That thing does indeed sound quite magical. If you could sell songwriting guitars that just do it all on its very own.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hypothesizing that perhaps you're putting a little too much credit on the magical guitar and a little not enough credit on your guys' own talents and experience. But if you wanna credit the guitar, I guess we'll let you get away with that.
We all know better, though. We do.
Yeah, we're just letting you know we're not buying it, but if you want to go with that, then that's fine.
The same assignment that we had, Sue did come up with a song, but she could probably tell the story on this one. I think she tells it so much better.
Well, we were trying to think of these songs, and I wasn't feeling very well. I was having a little dish of sweet potatoes and rice, and I said, Jack, I cannot think of anything. You know, everything that could ever have a song written about it. I hate pressure. I hate having people say, oh, you should just write a song. No. So I was sitting there going, I don't know what to write about. Anyway, and Jack said, why don't you write about sweet potatoes and rice? And this is what he said.
Sweet potatoes and rice. Oh, yeah, it feels so nice.
Okay, so I said, okay. So I sat down with the magic guitar, and I wrote out a song called Sweet Potatoes and Rice. And we took it home, and at the time, my son Max was hanging around there. And so we played it for him, and he said, oh, no, that's not a blues song. He says, it's a bossa nova.
Oh.
And this is how it sounds.
Nice.
When I was young, we'd play kings and queens, wearing fancy crowns, driving limousines. We'd pretend we lived on a lake, eat ice cream, sundaes, chocolate cake. But when they'd ask me what I'd wish, I'd say a silver platter and a great big dish of sweet potatoes and rice. Sweet potatoes and rice. With fresh butter, no spice. I love sweet potatoes and rice. Sweet 16, my mama said to me, hey, it's your birthday, let me see. Can I cook you a burger with fries or deep fried clams, blackberry pie? I said, mama, I know you're so sweet, but I think you'd get for a favorite treat. You know it's sweet potatoes and rice. Sweet potatoes and rice. I didn't have to think twice. I love sweet potatoes and rice. Now, out on my own, raised a family, a nice little home. Ain't royalty, got no mama to spoil, but I still get a thrill when the water boils. I don't got much, but I'll share what I got. If you come to my kitchen, you're gonna find a lot of sweet potatoes and rice. Sweet potatoes. one of life's delights. I love sweet potatoes and rice. Sweet potatoes and rice. Sweet potatoes and rice. And they taste oh so nice. I love sweet potatoes and rice.
And we just had an extra helping of vocals in there all of a sudden. We're joined in the studio by Vicky Tinker. Thank you for being here, Vicky.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
We are glad to have you. Also a local musician performer with Food for the Soul and, oh my gosh, all kinds of other bands. Not to totally put you on the spot, Vicky, but we already did the where did you come from, how did you get to Kenai conversation with Sue and Jack. So you want to give us a little background for how you came to be in this area?
Well, I came up in 1981 on my honeymoon.
Oh, okay.
So I've been here since then. And actually that I was, my husband died 10 years later and I thought, do I go back to family in Seattle? And I thought that, no, this is my home now. And so I was single for 7 years and then I met Glenn Tinker and we've been married for almost 21 years. And, this is home.
Yeah. Alaska will do that to you.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they're coming up just for a vacation or a honeymoon or a whatever little work trip. And then next thing you know, 20 years later, like, oh, I was going to leave. Oh. I was going to go back home. But then somewhere along the line, you realize, and now Alaska is home.
This is home, yeah.
In fact, one of the first gigs I played at was her wedding to Glenn.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with the Spur Highways Bankers.
Nice.
So that was fun.
And Vicky, what all, I know that you play in different iterations, but where would folks have seen you perhaps a musical setting?
You know, leading worship at different churches and in the orchestra and mostly with Food for the Soul.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's recent stuff.
And on the in a non-musical setting, but in a performance setting, in a recent True Tales Told Live program at Odie's, which KDLL helps organize. She and Glenn got up and told a story for that. So.
And I had a show on KDLL for 7 years.
Yes, you did. You are on our wall of gone but not forgotten DJs, I believe, in the main studio there.
Yeah.
So thank you all for coming in and supporting our membership drive. This is a lot of fun to have live music. We hope that you out there, listeners, are enjoying it as well. If you are, please let us know. Gail Moore is waiting to take your call at 283-8433. She's waving through the window. The internet is waiting to take your donation as well. It's probably not waiting, but it's there. It's operating. And we are at kdll.org. There's a donate button right on the homepage. And we've also got our board president, Terry Bookie, in the studio here today.
Yeah, here I am. This is, I got the front row seat. Not much for me to say, but just sit back and enjoy just a wonderful performance. It's I feel very fortunate and lucky to be here. And you should feel fortunate and lucky to be able to hear this on the airwaves. And, you know, that happens at community radio stations, your community radio station. So thank you for coming and supporting KDLL and you listening right now. Go ahead and make your financial contribution, 283-8433. Go online to kdll.org.
Yeah, I got to say, Terry, no offense to our wonderful board, but this is a little more exciting than a board meeting.
This is fantastic.
Usually the reason that the both of us are in here at the same time. So it's either membership drive or board meetings, and we don't generally, well, we probably have never had live music in a board meeting. I'm going to go out on a limb and say.
No, no. I mean, maybe we should introduce it, though, right?
We should, though. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll come.
If you guys are free the second Wednesday of every month, we'll just make it a standing thing. That would be fantastic.
Are there Rita cookies?
So we just got a donation of fresh out of the oven Rita cookies for membership drive. I don't want to tax poor Rita and request them for, you know, board meetings, but
okay, well, that's kind of a deal breaker.
Okay, that's, you know, that's fair. That is totally fair. So that last one was another food song. Sue, that seems to be a theme with you.
Well, yes, I have several more. We thought, well, if Vicky's here, maybe we'll do a couple that she sings along with. How's that?
That would be fantastic.
Maybe even you would do one of your originals. We're kind of doing originals right now.
Oh, okay.
You want to do an original right now?
Sure.
Are you up for that?
Yeah.
You can lift the chair right up with the arm on you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, these are nice.
Yeah, since Vicki literally just walked in off the street, well, off the parking lot. We do have a parking lot. I mean, it's not like we're right on the highway, but might take a brief moment here of organization and
the beauty of live radio, though.
That is true.
I won't stick it in my teeth.
I guess ask Jack for a pick. So this was, are you going to do Blue Eyed Boy?
Sure.
Because that's the Hoquiam song. Yeah, she wrote this song, came and sang it for us, and then it was talking about loggers in Hoquiam, which is where I grew up, with a logging family.
And I hadn't known that.
Yeah, so it was really cool.
And that's where my family originates, in that area. So.
Nice. Yeah, you might pull that microphone just a little closer to you rather than you having it close to the microphone. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then, in that case, I will be ready.
Are we in tune?
Yeah, but capo one here is always interesting. So.
Okay.
Thanks.
That was grim.
Public radio.
Yeah. This,
and live is always exciting. Let me try again. It's just that one.
Okay. Oh, that's better.
Try that.
Keeper of the truck, big driver on the coast of freedom. Moonlit nights, mosquito bites, smoke from the fire on the hillside. Paste up, hot grub, ramble and rake, king for a day with no kingdom. Take my hand, baby, spin me around. Blue-eyed shoes and pocket-sized blues. You set my heart a-dancing. Log chain man, steam donkey hand with a bucket of coal and a shovel. Dangerous ride and a slick, slick slide down the hill on the road to Hoquiam. Scrub up good, find you some food. Money for town and a party. Don't you wait so long that your pretty girl's gone. Get that big rig down and rumbling. Yeah, get that big rig down and rumbling. Take my hand, baby, spin me around. Blue-eyed boy, so handsome. Mud cake, shoes and pocket-sized. You set my heart a-dancing. Fronds from the edge of the pond, lilies and a lover's poem. Boy from the woods, rough-edged and good, brings me white trilliums and wonder. One cake walk, no small talk, just leaves me with a folded ticket for the silk pie prize and a thousand tries to win my love forever. Take my hand, baby, spin. My head.
I wasn't gonna request that one, but I do have to tell you that is one of my favorite local live songs that I've heard in attending all the Veronica's and the Odie's and the all the other local music that you hear. I have always loved that one, Vicky. Ah, thank you for playing that.
Yeah. You made Marion cry.
Well, those of us who know and love Marion know that though she sometimes likes to pretend otherwise, her emotions are close to the surface sometimes.
Well, it's hard not to with something quite so beautiful, that is for sure. I can't say it. It's a, you know, my own private little concert here, and it is fantastic. But again, we're here for a purpose. We're here for public radio, and we're here for the longevity of your public radio station. So ensure that longevity by making your contribution and making that contribution now. Marion's brought it up a couple of times this afternoon while we've been sitting here and talking about the sustaining membership. And I'm gonna directly ask you to make a sustaining contribution to KDLL. Is it $5 a month? Is it $10 a month? Whatever it is. Just look inside and find what that value of this programming is to you. And just call that 283-8433. In less than 2 minutes, you'll be guided through, and you'll know that every month you're doing your part to ensure that quality programming that we're experiencing right now is always available for us. I can't say enough about the arts and how important it is to me and how important it should be to everybody. So, you know, do your part today. 283-8433.
This song is not about food specifically, but there is a few lines about candy, Jello.
Fried chicken. Pickles.
So yeah. Do you guys often write when you're hungry or when you've just eaten?
Sue better tell them where this song came from.
I'm going to borrow this just a little bit, but I want to be able to hear you. This is a song about my grandma. And actually, I don't even really remember where this song came out of, but this grandma was very, she was very interesting woman and very endearing. And so when I wrote this song, it's become a family favorite because we still talk about that grandma, even though she's been gone a long time. She's still kind of the center of our focus with that side of the family. So, yeah. Anyway.